Welcome to the Nation's Blind Podcast, presented by the National Federation of the Blind, the transformative membership and advocacy organization of blind Americans. Live the life you want.
Welcome to the Nation's Blind Podcast. I'm Melissa Riccobono, and I am here with two very talented individuals today. Individual one, co-host of mine, why don't you introduce yourself?
Individual one, I like my new name. This is Anil Lewis. Glad to be here.
Maybe that's not a great label, but okay.
I'll take it. I'm going to Jersey. Individual one, Anil Lewis, at your service.
And individual two.
Well, my name is Danielle McCann. I'm so happy to be here with everyone today.
Welcome back, Danielle.
Wow, Danielle McCann, it's been a long time. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am doing real good, just getting excited for NFB 24.
Yay! For those who are not hashtag...
Yeah. You're talking about me.
Yeah. So we use hashtags on social media. And so the hashtag, for those who don't know, it's the pound sign or the number sign when you're writing it or typing it out. And it goes in front of a grouped either word or words and numbers, no punctuation. And so the one that we use for our conventions has been for a while now. It's been NFB and then the number, the last two digits of the year. So this year's NFB 24.
So we're talking about National Convention.
Yes.
National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind.
It's very national.
The largest gathering of blind people with disabilities in the world.
Yes. Yes. And that is true. In fact, it's very funny. Elizabeth, our youngest, is coming with us to convention this year. It's been a little while since she's been there. And I don't know, we were talking yesterday about something and all of a sudden she said, well, how many people will be at the convention? And I said, well, over 2,000 for sure. And she's
absolutely
like, wow. Yeah. She just didn't realize it was that big. So it is. It is really that big. And we're back in Orlando. And so who knows? We might be pushing that record, which was in New Orleans in 97. Is that right?
Well, I'll have to leave that to better brains than mine. But I'm looking forward to it. The energy around the convention is stellar. I mean, people are talking about it, the traffic on the internet and social media and the conversations. It's just so exhilarating. I'm ready to go right now.
Whoa. I wouldn't say I'm ready.
I don't know that I'm quite ready.
Yeah. I haven't started packing yet haven't decided which crochet hooks I'm bringing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a banquet dress yet. I'm very excited, but I really need a banquet dress before I go. I've been using ones that I've used in the past for the past few years. And so it's time. Not that they're not lovely dresses, but it's just time to get a new banquet dress. And I don't have one yet. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to wear each day. Once I know what I'm going to wear each day, I breathe a sigh of relief and get that packed. And then I'm much more ready. But no, I'm not quite ready yet.
Brian and I went shopping recently and they had JCPenney's had winter clothes on sale. Ooh. And so I found a dress on sale. It was half off and it came with a blazer, but the hotels are so cold that you could get away with a winter.
Definitely.
So just saying.
Okay. Here. Let me save our listeners from this QVC special. Now, what you guys are talking about is important because, people are going to be there and people are going to be seen. So you want to look your best. It's going to be a lot of time to engage and interact with everybody. Yeah. A lot of fun activities to participate in. I mean, it's just no match to being present at an NFB national convention. But we're here to talk about those individuals who may not, for whatever reason, be able to attend in person. What are they going to do?
Well, they are very lucky because they can be in their pajamas or whatever they'd like to wear, and they can still participate in parts of the convention with the convention virtual experience. And I have actually done this myself a couple of years ago. I needed to stay home for various reasons. I know there are certainly people who are ill, who were maybe planning to go to the convention and all of a sudden couldn't at the last minute. That's actually what happened to me a couple of years ago. Happens to, to various people every year. They're all looking forward to it. And then all of a sudden they can't go. And then there are some that just can't go because of jobs or family obligations or this, that, or the other thing. And we'll all miss you if you can't be in person with us. But we really are looking forward to being able to bring slices of the convention to you in a virtual way. So all is certainly not lost. If you can't attend the convention in person, we really do want you to join us for the virtual convention experience.
Slices. I like slices.
I do too. Like slice of life.
Yeah, I was thinking slice of pie.
Oh, but we have to fit into our banquet dresses, Anil.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I think we should turn over to Danielle because she's our membership. What's your title? You're a membership coordinator? Is that your job?
Membership building princess coordinator? I don't know. It's
excellent.
Building princess coordinator with her royal dog by her side.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us more about this virtual convention experience.
So the virtual convention experience. So I would just want to point out that this is not a hybrid convention, and this is not to take place of being in person, because a lot of times the power in our collective action is really felt in person, right? So, but like Melissa said, we understand that there are folks who can't make it to be with us in person. So what we have decided to do, or what we've been doing for the last couple, 3 years now, is that we have been putting together a virtual convention experience. And so if folks go to nfb.org/convention, if you go down to the virtual convention or virtual experience heading, you'll get all the details there. So you'll be able to register. There is a registration fee of $10, and you'll get access to there's one pre-convention virtual event that is exclusive to those who are attending virtual. And then there are going to be three exclusive experiences for those who have registered and who are going to be joining us from home during the convention on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And so there really is going to be opportunity to participate and interact and engage, but that's the way to go. So nfb.org/convention, and then look for the virtual experience heading.
Nice. And I think it's also important to state that, you know, we know they're tried and true Federationists that we talked about for whatever reason may not be able to attend. But this is also an opportunity for people who have just come to hear about this wonderful organization called the National Federation of the Blind. And you really want to test the wheels on what a national convention would look and feel like. So give you an opportunity to test the water. It'll be well worth the time and expense to participate.
Absolutely. And I will have to just say, I have to give a shout out to my new friends in Wyoming. So we did some affiliate building in Wyoming recently.
Nice.
And because it's so close to the convention, they probably won't be able to make it. And so we really encourage them to check out the convention via the virtual experience.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. And so we have special events, and we're going to talk about those just in a little bit. But we also have what you would tend to expect from a convention as well. So we do have the resolutions committee, correct? That's going to be offered this year?
Correct. You are correct. Yep.
And so that's great. And then the board meeting, and then all of the general session. So the 6th of July, morning session, afternoon session, the 7th of July, morning session, afternoon session, the 8th of July, morning session, afternoon session, and then banquet. And so there's a lot that you can participate in or learn from beyond those special events. And I believe that Anil and I and some others are going to be doing what we do. And I have to say, it's one of my very favorite things to do all year long, providing some pre-show banter for our listeners about a half an hour before the session start. Are we ready to do that again? Is that in the plan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's important, though, before we skip right over what you just said, I think it's important to note that those are kind of the heart, like the key of why we come together as an organization. You mentioned the resolutions committee meeting. That's where the policies of the organization are made. And it's nice that members who are not able to attend are able to listen to the deliberation and the discussion around those policies. And the national board meeting, I mean, they are the responsible individuals that guide us between these conventions. So all the things that we celebrate during that board meeting, scholarship, and some of the other things, it's just wonderful. And then, of course, the general plenary sessions, that's when we have individuals from key policymakers from across the country, key corporate representatives, just blind people who are doing new innovative things in this space. And we get our members to be exposed to that in a real way. I mean, that's really the essence and the core of why we come together. And the banquet speech, of course, that's the sermon. That's what we get to be replenished, and we get a word that carries us through the rest of the year. Well, I'm almost thinking maybe I'll just go virtually.
Whoa. I don't know
No,
that we want you to do that
that's
necessarily.
not true. That's not true. I would never do that because being able to share space with my Federation family, there is no substitute for having the energy and the embrace and the conversations and the interactions. There's no virtual ability to create that experience.
No, there isn't, but we do our very, very best when we do the pre-shows. We really do try to help people understand the energy, the feeling in the room, what's going on in the room or in the hallway, wherever we may be, when we're recording the pre-show. We really do try to give people that understanding. And Anil, you talked about all the great things that happen. You missed the presidential report, which is my very favorite thing of the convention. I would even say possibly. No, I don't know. It's sort of tied with the banquet speech, but it's right up there because that really helps us understand what we as an organization have been accomplishing throughout the year. And it just gives us even more of a glimpse into our president and the people that help us get the work done that we're getting done. And so that is always the first day of general session right there in the afternoon. I know some of you work, and so sometimes there's people that just can't, for whatever reason, get off of work every single time. And so they say, well, what should I try to get off for? And the banquet goes without saying. I would also say, if you can, that presidential report, 2 o'clock Eastern on July 6th, for an hour and a half, shut your phones off, don't do any work, just sit back and listen. That's a really incredible part of the convention.
And I agree. The president's report is powerful. But it's part of the plenary session, which I did mention. And another part of the plenary session is the roll call of states, which is also exhilarating, hearing the
Oh, it's
delegates
so
announce
fun.
everything that they've done over the year and the upcoming conventions. So yeah, it's chunk full.
And I would even go as far as saying that when you're listening to the presidential report, especially for those who are just dipping their toe in, right? For those who are like, oh, okay, I want to listen to see what this federation is all about and where can I get involved. So take notes. Like, that's one thing that you have the freedom to do while you are home in your jammies eating popcorn mixed with Reese's Pieces. But you have the opportunity to maybe like take some notes or like dictate into your phone or however you take your notes, but say, okay, he mentioned, advocacy and policy. What is that? Or he mentioned legislation. He mentioned Washington seminar. Write down your questions, and then you're able to follow up after the convention with your questions and get connected that way as well. So it's a great way to figure out kind of what you would be interested in doing when you decide to join the organization.
But be ready because I mean, there's a lot of information in that presidential report. I mean, President Rick Bono packs about 5,000 pounds into that 5 pound bag because it's just an hour to, I mean, it's just so much. It's just so much. But I agree. It makes me feel so proud to be part of this organization when I hear all the things we've done in the presidential report. And that's also just a sample. There's no way he could talk about it all.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Definitely. So we didn't really talk about, so if you're on the virtual experience, you want to be familiar with Zoom because that's where you can get into these meetings, correct? We're using the Zoom platform still
Yes.
for our virtual. Okay, so we'll have those IDs. I'm guessing you'll get emails if you register for the virtual convention. You'll get reminders about what's happening and you'll get the ID. I know we do have an FB24 app, and there's IDs also in that app. And so that might be another way to connect. You can also, with some of these, not the pre, well, maybe the pre-shows. Let's say for the normal convention things, the general sessions, the resolutions committee, the board meeting, the banquet, you can also tune in on YouTube. So if you like to actually see the people that are talking and that type of thing, we do provide video and you can join in on YouTube. You can also join in by asking your Echo device Amazon device to open Nations Blind. So those are all the ways that you can listen. And there are some things that are happening even before the convention gets started, right, Danielle?
Absolutely. We've got three pre-convention events happening this year. So there's one going to be on June 24th. And again, if you do register for the virtual experience, you will get this information emailed to you as far as joining. But there's one on June 24th, which is kind of a preview on how to engage with those in person at convention. Then there's going to be the exhibitor and sponsor previews happening on the 26th and 27th of June at 8 p.m. And those, I believe, are open to everyone.
Yes, they are. I've actually seen, I'm not registered for the virtual, but I am registered for the full convention. And I did see emails come across with that information. And so if you want to know more about our sponsors, what they're doing, if you want to know more about the companies that will be in the exhibit hall, those are great meetings to join, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And you don't have to be registered for the virtual experience to get on those. So that would be a great thing to do, so you can kind of plan your exhibit hall strategy, because there's so much in the exhibit hall that
exactly
sometimes you do need to plan that strategy. So
exactly. I already know, like, I've already told Brian, like, okay, we need to divide and conquer. I need Iowa scissors. I need this. I need that, you know, so make a plan.
Yeah, nice. Definitely. Well, that's a whole other thing. So not only are there sponsors and people in the exhibit hall from companies that sell, but state affiliates also sell different things like Iowa scissors. I can preview that the NFB of Maryland will be having little pen-shaped toolkits and also luggage tags that look like Maryland crabs. So, you know, look for people. And that's not always just in the exhibit hall, but there's always state affiliates that sell candy bars and M&Ms and scissors and bags and all sorts of really cool stuff, both in the exhibit hall and during the convention. And so there you go. So we've talked a lot about the convention. There's a lot going on at the convention, as we've said. And one of the things that we have not talked about is our Give 25. So we're going to take a really quick break so we can talk about Give 25 and you can understand what that is and how you can participate, whether you're going to be at convention or not. And then we'll come back and we'll talk more about the actual convention exclusives. You're listening to the Nations Blind Podcast.
Make a difference with the National Federation of the Blind's Dream Big Give 25 Drive. Each year, thousands of Federation members and friends contribute to support blind people, but we still need your help for our programs in 2024 and beyond. When you give $25 or more between May 16th and July 6th, you're entered into the Dream Big Give 25 Drive drawing. Each $25 contribution is a chance to win. Why dream big? Because blindness doesn't hold you back. You could win prizes like round-trip transportation for two to the 2025 NFB National Convention, hotel accommodations, registration, banquet tickets, or $2,000 cash. Thanks to our partners, you could also win a Monarch, a dynamic tactile device. New this year, friends and family can make donations in your honor, and you'll get extra entries. The drive supports funds like the Kenneth Jernigan Fund and the White Cane Fund, and you can choose one when you donate. To enter, visit nfb.org/give25donate, call 410-659-9314, extension 2430, or send a check to National Federation of the Blind and mention Give 25 and the fund in the memo. The winner will be announced July 8th, 2024. Thank you for your generosity.
All right, we're back. So we're going to have an exclusive on June 24th, Danielle, and then we're having other exclusives too, did you say? The June 24th, first of all, that's about how people can participate with the convention. Is that right?
Yeah, so the exclusive happening, and I'm not going to give too much away because then, I mean, we want people to anticipate.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on, Danielle. Just tell Melissa and I. We won't tell anybody. Come on.
No, there's nobody. I mean, then, yeah, it's just us.
No, I may not.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
No, I may not.
Okay.
No, sorry. It's exclusive. You guys are going to be in person, so you can't. This is exclusive, man.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. All right.
But yeah, so this one is just going to be on how to engage. You know that we have FOMO, right? So do y'all know what FOMO is?
No.
I do, but maybe individual one doesn't.
Okay, so individual one for you. FOMO is fear of missing out. And so while I'm sure folks don't have like a literal fear of missing out, I'm sure there's a little bit of like, oh man, I wish I was there. And so we're just going to talk about different ways that folks can engage from the comfort of their own homes with their snacks. And I'm just going to bring up different snacks the rest of the time, I think. But there, so different ways to engage, whether it's like with your delegates, with the social media, whether it's on the app. So we're going to give a preview of that on the 24th.
Nice.
And then do you want me to give you a sneak preview of the happenings during convention?
Well,
I think
certainly.
just a little teaser would be great. Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. So for July 3rd, we're doing a welcome for the presidential suite, which is always super cool to listen to. And we're going to have people popping in and out saying hello, greeting everyone that's listening from home.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like
that
that.
one's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I kind of hope I get to be there in the presidential suite, be in the room where it happens, you know.
Yeah, where the snacks are.
M&Ms and yeah, you figured out my game, Anil. I'm just going to follow the snacks
Follow the
around
snacks.
convention. But then July 4th, we're going to actually do something new this year. We are going to do a walk around, kind of like roving reporter style, made famous by one Christopher S. Danielson.
Christopher Danielson, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to have someone walk around the exhibit hall and greet folks in there at the different tables, especially at the affiliate
Wow.
tables. So just kind of giving the people who are listening a sense of the how big and robust the amount of exhibitors is, and
Yeah.
also the cool stuff that they have going on.
Nice.
So then to round it out, on July 5th, we're doing employment, talking about, you know, the job fair and some job readiness tips. And we're going to be talking with the lovely Nikki Jackson. And I was joking with her and I was like, we don't have a Dan this year, because the last 2 years we've had a Dan, Dan O'Rourke and Dan Parker on the third day of the
Oh,
virtual
right.
stuff. So we don't have a Dan, but we have a Nikki, and she's wonderful, and she's going to talk to us about employment.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
So that's going to be the exclusive. And like I said, I'm not going to share too much more because we want this to be exclusive for those who are
Nice.
registered for the virtual stuff. But it's going to be a great, it's already shaping up to be a great lineup, and really looking forward to it.
Oh,
Nice.
so much fun. So much fun. Whatever I can do to help out, let me know, because I love the virtual stuff. Always happy to be a part of it, and also very happy to have new people involved. That's really exciting, and I love the idea of the exhibit hall and the employment, and very, very cool.
Makes me wish I could be both in person and virtually. Maybe I should find a clone of myself.
You could split yourself in half, maybe.
Well, I
Yeah.
like the whole me, so maybe I could just
Oh, okay.
clone myself and have two
Okay,
whole
clone
me.
yourself. That's probably
Okay,
better. That's
but
probably
thanks for
better.
the
I don't
suggestion.
know though, Anil. Two whole yous. That might be a
Oof.
lot of
Oof.
Anil.
Well, which
Just
one would we then call individual one? Like we would it would just
Yeah.
mess up the time space
It would
continuum.
it would. It'd be really very, very tough. What else do we need to say though, Danielle and Anil? What have we missed as we've meandered from tangent to tangent?
I do think that we have made it interesting enough for people who want to participate. And we did mention earlier, but Danielle, you may want to remind everybody, if you're interested in this virtual experience, how do you sign up? How do you participate?
You would visit nfb.org/convention, and you would go to the heading on the convention page that is called the Virtual Experience. And in that heading, there will be a link under that heading. Sorry, there will be a link that will take you to the registration page. You register, you pay your
What a
$10,
bargain.
and yeah,
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how many snacks. Like, I'm just kidding. I'm totally
It's
kidding.
BYOS. Bring your own
Yeah,
snacks.
bring your own snacks. But yeah, no, $10 is that's all it is. And nowadays that truly is a steal. And then you get the virtual content, and you will get emails about it so that you'll be able
Yeah.
to set your timers, you know, make your pizza rolls ahead of time, whatever you need to do to go ahead and get ready to attend. And then that way you're in the know.
Nice.
So I would say a couple things. First of all, the convention time is Eastern time this year because that's where our convention is. We are on the East Coast. So everything that we talk about and everything in the email, and the emails will make it very clear, but it will be Eastern. So if we say 11:30 a.m., that's Eastern time. So if you're in California, you've got to do that conversion on your own. So just keep that in mind. And sorry, California, and really sorry, Alaska and Hawaii. I know that can be very tough, especially for those really early morning. The other thing is the $10. We have in the past offered the virtual experience for free, and we loved being able to do that. This year, we have decided that it is essential for us to charge a little something because it does still cost us to have people that are the roving reporters that host the Zoom meetings that are back there making sure that everything is connecting the way that it should. And so that's what the $10 brings you. And of course, it also just supports the National Federation of the Blind and the great work that we do. And so make sure that you do pay that $10, know that it's going to a wonderful cause.
And take the time to make an additional donation too. I love that we add that to our registration. So if you can help us with more than the $10 registration, add a little extra to that registration amount.
It will definitely go to a good cause. We're not just using this as a fundraiser. This really does help us pay for what happens at the convention. And so even while you're at home, you can still help us with the convention and its costs. So we really do appreciate you registering. And of course, the reason to register is so that you get all the content that we just talked about that's exclusive to those that are registered.
I'd like to just jump in to acknowledge and thank ahead of time the captioners and the interpreters that are going to be helping us with these sessions. We really couldn't do this work and provide as much access as we do without them. And I know, for example, the interpreters have actually been preparing since February for convention. Wow. And so just really grateful for them giving their time and talents to our organization, to our convention.
And you're speaking of the Spanish language interpreters.
Spanish language interpreters, yes, and then also the closed capture or captioners. Yep.
The captioners, and that is such a good. I'm so glad you mentioned both of those because that's right. We don't just offer these in English. We do have a Spanish way to tune in Spanish as well, and then we also have the captioning. So if you're deafblind or for whatever reason, it's easier for you to engage with a transcript, even along with hearing the voices of those that are talking. You have that option too. So that is another really good point. And the way that we try to provide access to as many people as we can.
Well, I'm still excited and I'm still ready to go right now. I am ready to go right now.
I'm more ready now, Anil. Thank you for getting me excited. I am more ready. And I guess if I had to just pull a dress out of my closet, I could probably find something to wear to the banquet, but don't tell President Riccobono because I'd like to buy a dress. So thank you so much, Danielle, for being with us. It's always great to talk to you and always exciting to know what's happening with the membership building, because that's really what this is part of, right? This is a way to help keep our members who are already active members engaged, whether or not they can come to the convention in person. But this is really a way for people to check out the convention, to see what the National Federation of the Blind is all about. And so I really appreciate your work in making it fun, making it exciting, so that people are getting a good experience virtually. And maybe then that will just help people understand why the place to be in July is the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very well said. Whether you are dipping your toes in, you're swimming, or you're a mermaid, we welcome all of you. And so thank you for having me.
And be sure to bring your own snacks. So whether we see you in Orlando or whether you're participating virtually, we're looking forward to being with you and participating actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind through our national convention. So until we see or speak to you again, just remember, you can live the life you want.
Blindness is not what holds you back.
We'd love your feedback. Email podcast@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2444.